convoy to Gaza. I've seen the effects of white phosphorus on human beings at first hand. Some of you may find the following images disturbing. I was particularly shocked by the little Afghan girl who left hospital last week after 4 months and 15 operations after having been severely burned by white phosphorus. But when 8-year-old Razia came into the US military hospitals, doctors watched in horror as an oxygen mask on her face started to melt. Her skin was smoking from the phosphorus. Her hair was burned away. Her face, head, neck, and arms were scorched yellow, pink, and black. When the doctors tried to scrape away the dead tissue, flames leapt out. That's the sort of weapons they're using in Afghanistan, and which the Israeli forces use mercilessly on the captives in the Gaza Strip.
On July 3, 1988, Iran's Airbus flight IR-655 was shot down over the Persian Gulf by the United States. 290 were killed. And to this day, not even an apology by the U.S. The documentary IR-655, Fire on the Water, is a tribute to those killed.